You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot enough for another alert. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for the area today through 8 tonight. It could feel like 104 with a mix of heat and humidity. Cooling centers are again running. If you need one, call 211 and they'll help you find the closest to you. Storms could roll in later tonight. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast. After teasing a possible run, former Governor Scott Walker has announced he's not running again. Governor Tony Evers said last week he's not running again, with two Democrats apparently entering the fray. That includes Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley. Republicans Bill Berrien and Josh Shulman have declared candidacies. There are still searches going on for the gunman involved in two separate shootings on Water Street this weekend. They happened about 24 hours apart near Knapp. A 21-year-old was shot just before 1:30 Saturday morning, and a 31-year-old was shot close by early yesterday. Both are expected to survive. Add another lawsuit to the list. Wisconsin has joined another case against the Trump administration. Savannah Tolme-Olson has more.
This one is over new restrictions to health and education services. The administration issued new guidelines saying programs like Head Start would no longer be available to everyone regardless of immigration status. Attorney General Josh Call says the new verification requirements could force all kinds of people to lose access to programs, including U.S. citizens and legal visa holders who don't have government ID.
The cream puffs aren't the only tradition returning this week. The Hank Aaron State Trail will again close for State Fair Week between South 76th and 84th Streets. The closure starts Thursday and runs through August 10th, matching the fair's dates. Signs and new bike lane markings will help trail users find other routes while the fair is underway. There's a new DA and a new hope for a fresh review. The father of Michael Bell is asking the new Kenosha County District Attorney Xavier Solis to reopen the 2004 police shooting case involving his son. Retired Kenosha Detective Russell Beckman has been working with Bell's father for over a decade. Together, they've submitted a report outlining what they claim are inconsistencies in the original investigation. They say they have new evidence and have allegations of cover-ups by Kenosha police and officials. Michael Bell sued the city of Kenosha and won a $1.75 million settlement in 2010. He then pushed for a 2014 state law requiring independent investigations of police-involved deaths. The law prevents police departments from investigating their own officers. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas. And the Brewers walk off the Marlins.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.